Copy.
Maybe you want to see about getting a license in 4AZE.
TFW. Good afternoon, dude.
One out there. Yeah, we got it. May have a new ham if he gets him a license.
Okay, 04A schedule. Boy,
lighter plug was having an issue. I had to take it all apart and rework it.
Cigarette lighter plug.
The plunger was like it was stuck. You know, the end should be kind of spring loaded and it was just really hard and so it would just, you know, it would come off of contact. And then I ended up taking one of the springs out and made it a lot better. And I plugged it in a different place. But hey, I got a phone call coming in, so let me go. KN4 TFW.
KO4HK. What trouble did you get into today?
I don't know yet. I'll know by the end of the day.
You snuck off and got to the shop anyway.
The little 2 meter that this little ICOM is down here in the shop.
Figured since you wouldn't around HT, I can tell the difference between the two.
In a house, but I hate to use that thing. It doesn't, I don't think it does real good. It's just got that little, wimpy little antenna on it.
That's Miss Vicky's radio up now.
I didn't think about that. But yeah, I just leave it up there anyway. I don't know if she listens to it or not anymore. I'll have to ask her.
Probably not, since ain't much going on, but she might check up on you every once in a while. You better be careful.
You tell me right now, can't she?
And you'd be in trouble then. I'm done for the day. I'm heading toward the, heading up the mountain.
Look.
Down here in Cherrydale. That, you go 5 feet and stop again.
Kind of stuff since I retired.
For HKX, yeah, it's a everyday occurrence for me.
Okay, N4AZE.
Something changes drastically between now and then. Not the greatest in the world right now.
Tonight.
It'll probably take at least a week before they get the official results. You know how that goes.
Feeling goes on, isn't it?
Makes it look that way. That's all I can say about it. I mean, it sure brings a lot of questions into play.
Open with everything they do now. They just put it in our face now.
Some painting done today?
They decided not to. I think because of, you know, being election day and all. The ones that were helping us said they're going to wait, do their voting and stuff, and then probably pick it back up tomorrow. We got wind the people coming out tomorrow. Tuesday, that's right, Tuesday. We got some odds and ends going on. Somebody else is coming tomorrow. I forgot who that was.
Went on at one time there.
Why don't we just look at these things one at a time and just do it that way? But she gets impatient, and so the next thing I know, she's got window people coming out. I think they're coming out Tuesday. And then somebody's coming tomorrow. I don't know if it's painters, or it's got to be painters. It can't be carpet. We got carpet picked out and all that. So we're starting upstairs, working our way down, you know.
Have you a whole new house here for a while?
You know, it's 30-something years old. Of course, and the next thing is going to be the HVAC. We got some estimates getting ready to happen on that because they're working, but they're on borrowed time. They were telling us, this is interesting, I need to check on this, that if you wait till your heat and air quits, you don't get some kind of something. I don't know if it's a credit or if it's a, I'm not sure yet, but if you wait and do it while your units are operating, you get the credit. If you wait till they break down, you don't get the credit. That's, I might have to look into that.
Nothing about it. I don't know what you're getting a credit for.
Either. There, it's the other one they were saying. Because those aren't really worth anything anyway, much. Anyway, but they're, you know, they're firing different things at us, you know, and so, you know, that kind of stuff. So all kind of happening at one time, you know.
Roger that. Well, just be careful and make sure you read the fine print.
Yeah, it is so little you have to get a magnifying glass, right? A long time ago that really works. If you get something, like I could put on, like the 125 reading glasses and do pretty good with that, but then some things are so small, you can take another pair, the same kind, and put it right on top of it, it doubles it.
People wearing two pair of reading glasses for certain things.
You can put one on top of the other and everything will start getting bigger and bigger. You know, when you're looking at little bitty things, you know.
Roger that. I just started wearing glasses earlier this year. Full time. I've been wearing readers for, I don't know, about 2 years now, but just started wearing these glasses full time, and that's about to drive me crazy.
What magnification did you use on regular readers?
I was just a 1.5.
You could read okay with that, right? You couldn't walk around with them, right? You'd stumble around.
Yeah, mess with your depth perception big time.
But too, I got to get my license renewed next year, and now you have to have I don't know that I can pass that thing they have, so I'm going to go to the eye doctor. But I wondered about glasses. If they got it to where you can read, how are you going to walk around with them?
No line bifocals on now. And you get used to it. It doesn't affect you. The thing that gets me is you have to turn your whole head to look at something. Because there's only one little spot in the glasses that work like it's supposed to, one little strip. You got this all glass eyes here, and then you got a 6-millimeter wide strip up the center of it that's your focal point.
Progressive, just, is that what they do? They just kind of go from one to another?
Yeah, that's what they are.
They're 125s, and I can read with them. You know, it'll clear up the, you know, the little print and stuff. But I can't drive with them. Everything, you know what I mean?
Nice about the Progressive is once you get used to them, you don't notice that. But like I said, you got to move your whole head instead of turning your, you know, just cutting your eyes to look at something. You got to move your whole head.
Yeah, that's, I don't know about the machine. You know, they have the little eye machine. I went up and got, did my tags and stuff, and they have the machine, for testing your eyes right there when you walk in at the desk. And I forgot what they said that thing. I asked them about it. It seemed like they said 20/40 is will work on. I don't know what I've got though. But if you can't, if you fail that, then you're not going to get a license. Or, you know, they're going to send you to get to the eye doctor or tell you to go to the eye doctor. But then how do you drive home? Are you going to be illegal driving home?
Wait to the last minute to go get your license renewed.
Bad. I was going to do it, you know, ahead of time, but I'm just wondering if I don't pass the eye, if I put in there and don't pass the eye, I mean, you know, the exam on it, are they going to say, well, you're not legal to drive?
But unless it's really bad, but I doubt they're going to stop you from driving home.
And well, they say, well, you can't see, you can't drive, and, you know, so anyway, I'm going to just get an eye exam done, and they say you just have that and give them that paper and you're good.
It's good to go get them checked once a year anyway. I'll be coming up on mine here before long and see if anything's changed.
I don't need to get mine checked. I know they're going bad.
Roger that. And trying to focus on all these little bitty part numbers didn't help none.
Station. One, he just comes in and wants to know about a copy.
Legally.
Then a license, that might do them some good.
Get a license, the thing about it is there'll be a lot of people willing to help you and teach you what you need to know and all that. So that's the thing about getting your license, because everybody thinks, oh, it's just pick it up and turn it to this frequency and that's it. It's not quite that simple.
Ken got his going back again. We'll catch him too. I didn't realize that was him when he first came in. But anyway, you have a safe one back. Catch you in the morning, probably. See you later. In 4, AZE.
Have a good afternoon, you, Miss Vicky. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.